Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
You ready?
Welcome to duty, Commander.
Let's go! 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 Enemy forces spotted. Follow me, men. Watch out, grenade! Man down! All right, you're good to go.
Thanks, much appreciated.
All clear. Mission under control. Out.
We've regained control. Good work, man.
You've been recommended for promotion. Promotion.
You're traveling to another radio show. A broadcast not only of sight and sound, but of mind, a journey into the wondrous land whose boundaries are that of the imagination. That's Beyond Air time up ahead.
Idea, make it grow. I mean, that's all that's what capitalism is about. That's what life is about. And you're listening to American by Design with your host Bing Fisher, and we're broadcasting live here in Tennessee, the Highland Rim, middle of Tennessee, pretty much. If you want to call in, speak with me, it's 657-383-1908. That's 657-383-1908 for all y'all. And we are sponsored by Rebooting Liberty Radio Network, rebootinglibertyradio.com. Also, we are picked up on our affiliate, Internet Conservative Radio Network. And we appreciate the fine ladies over at Traditional American Patriot Network for actually allowing us to take the call-ins for the show and so on, that kind of stuff. So please give me a call if you disagree. If you agree, I don't care. You know, give me a call, 657-383-1908. Some things we got on the plate this week, the Pope, and he's slamming Trump, of course, and slamming, you know, capitalism. And it's just funny the way all this is playing out in election year. You also got Trump slamming him back, and you got Shrillery with her barking dog antics, and now she's in, I think, Nevada, and she's she's just out there. And Nikki Haley endorsing Rubio, of course. It's not like we did not see that coming, right? And then we got Little Doc on our exclusive How Bizarre segment. And we're going to do all that. We're going to get to all that in a second, as soon as I go through some of the stats that I accumulate. I know that's a long word, but I think most of y'all can handle it, okay? In the 1 hour that it takes for me to do this show, there will be about 65 abortions committed. About 90 million added to the national debt, 12 murders, 11 rapes. This is just in the United States. This doesn't include, like, you know, Finland or any other country. It's just in the United States. Some things that I'm doing right now, I'm really, really cool, pleased with. I'm really into them because I've been wanting to do them for a long time. Now, I've been doing websites and so on. You can reach me also. I forgot to put these plugs in. On you can reach me on Facebook at the moment under, well, yeah, you can reach me on Facebook and Bingfish or Bingfischer. I threw the CH in there just to mess with y'all. You can also reach me on Facebook on our show page, and that's American by Design, because we are designed by God and allowed to create our own things and allowed to do our own things, and that's what we do. I'm getting off cold, so I still got a little bit of this cold thing in my voice, but hopefully that'll go away in time. And we've got, you can also reach me by regular email, and that would be bing at traditionalamericanmovement.com. You can hit me up over at traditionalamericanmovement.com, which is a website I created. And where else can you find me? I'm all over the place. I'm on Twitter. I'm on, you know, Trad Americans on Twitter. I'm just everywhere. I'm out there. I'm bad. I'm nationwide. I'm out there. I'm everywhere. So you can hit me up on all those places. Sometimes we have guests on the show. Tonight we don't have any guests planned, but we never know who's going to call in. There might be somebody calling in that's important or whatever. But I don't, you know, do my show based off guests because, you know, a guest is a guest unless I need somebody to really explain something to me. I think I can figure out most of this stuff on my own. We've got a lot of infighting and all this stuff in the political arena, and now we've got the Pope taking on politics, which he's already taken on global warming. He's already taken on, capitalism and how evil it is and so on. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Hillary, and we're going to talk about Nikki Haley, capitalism, and also our segment, How Bizarre, with this guy named Little, I'm going to call him Little Doc for now. And what I'm doing lately is I'm creating a new website. I've been wanting to do this for about 3 or 4 years. I did the Rick Santorum website here in Tennessee back when he was running for president, and it was so tough, you know. It was just so tough, and it was something that I liked to do. I liked to do it, but it was tough because all the things to do a website back then, and now you're listening to a geek that was on CompuServe back when, what, in 82 or something like that or whatever, when you had to plug your telephone into an acoustic modem, an acoustic coupler that was acted like a modem, and that would, you know, transfer your voice and all that kind of stuff and data. And that's back when we used to save things not to a hard drive. There was no hard drives back there. You know, we were using Coco 88s, and we were, you know, saving all our data to a tape, a regular cassette tape. And you would load your programs in on that cassette tape on your little computer, your Radio Shack computer, whatever it might be. And that's how we did stuff back then. But now, and that was back, what, in mid-80s, say 85. So we got 85, 95, 2005, and we got now 2015 or 2016. So you got a span of 30 years there. And look how much everything's changed, not just with website design, but with everything. Everything is just totally changed. And it's changed for the better because it's making my life a lot easier to work with when I'm doing this new website. And this new website, what it is, what I've got laid out so far, and it looks very cool, and it's working pretty good so far. I've got a couple little glitches that I need to iron out. I'm doing it offline, so I'm not disrupting anybody else. I'm not killing any trees in the process or any animals. You know, I'm not harming any animals, so we're all good there. But what I'm doing is I'm doing it offline. And that way I get to look at it, but nobody else does. And that's the shameful part of it, because I feel like I'm a kid in a candy store and nobody else is allowed in. But that's the way it's got to be done. And it's almost like a Facebook-type clone, if I can put it that way. But it's got so much more to it. So much more. I mean, I'm adding stuff like live audio, live video. I mean, if you want to chat with your friend, I mean, when you go on Facebook and you have an argument with somebody or you have, you know, whatever, you're doing it in text and on a textual basis. You can't actually correspond with the other person because they really don't know what you mean. They don't hear the inflections in your voice. They don't hear the tenor of your voice. They don't hear what you're really saying, you know, because you've got to text back and then there's a lapse of time and everything. And I mean, I'm talking about live chat rooms. I'm talking about groups and message boards and blog posts and everything that you would love to do on a conservative-based network. It's not going to censor you unless you want to post some, you know, vile pictures or something like that. That, I mean, that's how I censor my group right now on traditionalamericanmovement.com. And we do a pretty good job of it. And that's what I'm trying to accomplish here. I'm trying to accomplish a website, and I've been wanting to do this for about 3 or 4 years, to accomplish a website where I'm not censored, where I can freely speak and perhaps drop a couple words that might be offensive to some people, like the rebel flag, for God's sakes, or something, you know. Well, that offends me. Your micro, you know, it's making me micro angry. Well, you know, screw it. Screw you. Because on this website, you're not going to be doing that crap. And that's what I'm trying to accomplish. And it looks very good so far. I got to say it does. And when I get it done, hopefully, my target right now is about 3 to 4 weeks out. It'll still be under my domain name, Traditional American Movement, and they'll be logged in, and you'll be able to log in. I don't know if I'm going to want to use like Facebook logs. I know some of this might be just so boring to y'all that you're in tears right now, okay? But I'm just saying, look for it. It's coming. I don't know how many people are going to sign up for it. I already got some interest on Facebook. I got some interest. I know all my members are going over to it because they have no choice in the matter. We're putting them over there. If they want to opt out, they can opt out. If they want to stay there, they can stay there. But yeah, it's going to be cool. We're going to have live streams of just elections and all this kind of stuff. So I'm trying to get this hooked up in about 3 to 4 weeks. 4 weeks on the outset. I still have a lot of work to do on the database that we already have amassed, and we've already amassed an amazing database of everything where you can search, like, and I mean, not just search for your friends or search for a certain post or something. I mean, you can go in depth and search for certain key phrases on everything that we've amassed in over 5-6 years on Traditional American Movement, the whole complete Constitution, there's whole books on there. There's all sorts of stuff on there that you can search for instantaneously. And it all comes up, and it all comes up very quick. It's in, not to quote Donald Trump, but it's a beautiful thing. It's going to be great, okay? And it's going to work out very cool, and you're going to love it. I sound like him in a way. And you're going to love it. And it actually has got, is going to have so many features on it that it's going to blow your mind. Hopefully, you'll be able to use most of them, if not all of them. I'm trying not to make it so hard on anybody where they can't just get on there and at least set up their own profile and get everything, you know, worked out. And, you know, add pictures, put a carousel to it, a slideshow, whatever you want to do. I mean, I want to make it fun because we're lacking in fun in the conservative movement. And you're listening to American by Design, and we're going to take a quick two. We'll be right back.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed... could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I think I heard a pin drop. Think I felt my heart stop. I won't waste another moment wishing that I would have told you. At least it's in the open, and I'm glad you know that. No one else can satisfy this heart of mine. No one else can fill the hole that's in my soul. Everyone needs someone to love, and I need someone to. No one else will do. Oh girl, I just wanted to be you. Oh girl, I just wanted to be you. Oh girl, I just wanted to be you.
And that is Brian Futch, and you can catch Brian Futch on Reverb Nation. You can catch him on Facebook. He's over there, and just look for Brian Futch and grab his songs. He's got some great songs that that we use on our show. He allows us to use them, and you're listening to American by Design with your host, Bing Fisher. Number here is 657-383-1908. Now, some of you might know that that I am going to be... serving in one of the precincts up here in the town that I live in Tennessee. And so I have to early vote, and because it's in a precinct that I'm not in. Last year, or the year before, I think it was, I served in the precinct that I was in, so I was able to vote there, you know. So I've got to go to my precinct, or I've got to go down to the county office earlier and vote who I want. Who my conscience tells me to pick for the presidential election of 2016. And I have to do that early, and I don't like that. I just don't like that. I can't wrap my mind around it, because there's so many things that happen, you know, at the end of the game. And sometimes you're going, you know, a lot of people wait till the very last minute to vote. And that's kind of almost like where I am right now. I don't like any of the candidates up there. I don't have to like them to vote for them, of course. I don't have to love a candidate. There's nothing that says I got to love a candidate. Some of these people out there that are voting for certain candidates are stomping for them or supporting them. They wear their candidates on their sleeves like, you know, their hearts or something. And it's like, you know, they're so rabid to a point, to use, you know, that term. They are. They're rabid. And they'll attack anybody else. I can't stand any of the candidates up there, except maybe Ben Carson. That's about the only one. Is he viable? I don't know, you know. I mean, Ben Carson, when I hear Ben Carson talk or deliver a speech or something, I mean, I've got one word for it. It's boring. He's a very laid-back dude, okay? And he just doesn't – he's got the message, but he just does not have the charisma involved in it, you know? I don't like Donald Trump. I don't like Ted Cruz because of the fast-track crap, and because some of the underhanded stuff that, you know, Herman Cain with his campaign, he had problems with people that were, you know, putting out stuff and everything else. And with the Cruise campaign, you've got the mail out, and you've got the people, you know, texting, you know, the story that they apologize for about, you know, Ben Carson went to Florida to change his pants or something. You know, he's not running. He's not serious. You know, I find some of this to be just appalling. I know it's probably not coming from the Cruise campaign, but the thing is that when you're campaigning, you need to keep your people accountable, because these people are putting me off to voting for your dude. Do you understand? Do you get it? Do you understand that? I might like Ted Cruz. I've looked at him. I really do like everything he stands for. But the thing is that your people are putting me off of me voting for him. Do you get it now? So quit with the stupid crap. And the same thing with Trump. It's like, you know, you got to act. What is this with this suit thing? Is this a New York thing? Because I don't get it down here in Tennessee, in redneck Tennessee. I don't get it. It's sue everybody. You look at me funny, I'm going to sue you. Hey, Vito, that guy looked at you funny. Well, let's sue him. No, we just knock him off. I mean, what is it with it? You know, and then you got the media. All these debates, and you got the GOP that I think is getting money back from the media to have these debates. Because why else would they allow these people to come out there and get toasted? It's almost like a friar's roast or something. To get toasted on live TV in front of millions of people, where the moderators are acting like just as bad as the candidates. Then they get the candidates riled up against each other, and then they go back and forth, yada, 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 you know. And then it's just a slugfest. And you really have nobody coming out on top when you have a slugfest like that. You really don't. You don't have anybody coming out on top. But what I'm saying is, what I've been saying for a long time, is these people that are so adamant about their candidate that they'll ditch their friends, that they make fun of them, that they, you know, they disrespect their friends. That's one reason why I don't know who I'm going to vote for. So I'm going to probably wait till the last minute, go down to the county courthouse and vote my conscience. And my conscience right now is telling me to vote for Ben Carson. The way it is. I don't know what else to tell you. That's just the way it is. But that might change. I might change my mind totally and say, well, you know, I'm just going to vote for, I don't know, Trump. I might vote for Ted Cruz. I might vote for anybody. Whoever I vote for, you probably won't know it. I probably won't tell you, because that's a primary vote. It's a vote of my conscience, what I think. It has nothing to do with any election. On the generals, yeah, I'll vote against Bernie, because I think Bernie's going to get it. But that's where we go from there. Now, the Pope today, of course, has to get back into politics, as usual. He can't stay out of it. He's got to be in global warming. He's got to be involved in climate change. And he's got to be involved in how capitalism has screwed the world over and how bad and evil it is, because he doesn't understand it. And he tells aboard the papal plane, not the paper plane, today, and this is from AP, thrusting himself into a heated American presidential campaign, Pope Francis declared Thursday that Donald Trump is not Christian if he wants to address illegal immigration only by building a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. There's so many things wrong with that statement, okay? We'll get to it. Trump fired back ferociously, saying it was disgraceful for a religious leader to question a person's faith, which I totally agree with him on that. I think it is disgraceful for the Pope to question anybody's faith. But what did the Pope say? The Pope said he's not Christian if he wants to address illegal immigration only by building a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. Now, there were some things that the Pope said that were correct later and during the statement and that kind of thing. But the rare back and forth between pontiff and presidential candidate was the latest astonishing development in an American election already roiled by Trump's freewheeling rhetoric and controversial policy proposals, particularly on immigration. I don't think what he said was controversial, but that's neither here nor there. It also underscored the popular Pope's willingness to needle U.S. politicians on hot-button issues. Francis' comments came hours after he concluded a visit to Mexico, where he prayed at the border for people who died trying to reach the U.S. while speaking to reporters on the papal plane. He was asked what he thought of Trump's campaign pledge to build a wall along the entire length of the border and expel millions of people in the U.S. illegally. He said, "A person who thinks that only, or who thinks only about building walls wherever they may be and not building bridges is not Christian." Well, let me ask you something, Mr. Pope. Let me ask you something, Mr. Francis. There's a wall around Vatican City, isn't there? Yes, there is. There's a big wall around Vatican City, and it's heavily armed. And they don't let everybody in. So, are you a Christian, Pope Francis? Are you? And I don't see no bridge at the Vatican City. Do y'all get it? So you got this religious leader, and this is why people are tuned out of organized religion, because of people like this. I wish we could do a do-over on this Pope. You know, do the white smoke, black smoke thing again. I really wish we could, because this Pope is just, he's such a socialist, because that's all he knows. He doesn't know anything about capitalism. He doesn't know how strong capitalism has made America just in the last 20, 30, 40, 50 years. We've sent men to the moon. We've made advances in medicine never before seen. You got things on your cell phone that are more advanced than third world countries do that are under socialism. But anybody addicted to tell somebody else that they know who, that if they're a Christian or not, that's not for him to judge. I don't know if Donald Trump is a Christian or not. He says he is, so I take that for face value. But the thing is that that's not for the Pope to decide. The Pope is not God. I know there's a lot of Catholics out there that believe in the Pope and so on. There's a lot of Catholics that are ticked off at him, too, because of some of the stances on some of these issues, on gay rights and all this other kind of stuff. But to question a man's faith, when you don't really know anything about him, about a bridge, about a wall, that he wants to build, that I think is needed, that I think was needed 20, 30, 40 years ago. We've got walls that we manage in North Korea and South Korea, Vietnam, South Vietnam, North Vietnam. We've got walls all over the world that we manage that people don't break into. We can't manage a wall in our own country on the north border and the south border. Is that what you're telling me? And then if you talk about it, that you're not a Christian, if that's what you want to do, that you're not a Christian. I don't know if he was saying this in context or not. I know he was trying to grandeurize this stuff, you know, trying to make it sound cool and palatable to the masses. But it didn't come out that way to me. And it doesn't sit right with him. He has to know. He lives in Vatican City. He knows how high the wall is over there. He knows how wide it is. He knows that he's got security guards posted everywhere that can't get in. He rides in the Pope Mobile that's got security all around it. He knows this. and yet he calls Trump non-Christian for wanting to build a wall. No, it's Christian, actually, to take care of your flock, to protect them. This Pope's got it bass-ackwards, if you ask this redneck. And on that note, we'll be back in about 3.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
To be a survivor in this amazing race with a need for speed, you need God's grace. And if you're desperate like housewives watching Days of Our Lives, you can't cope without hope, and that's not on a soap. If you're looking to Oprah or Dr. Phil, you can shop nonstop or pop a pill, but the void won't fill and the pain won't kill till you love the one that hung on the hill. Kicking back in your lazy boy easy chair watching Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Nah, you're not going to find it there. No American Idol or Council Tribal has a final answer that'll satisfy you. CSI ain't got a clue. SVU don't know what to do. Not the ER or the OC. Nothing on a CD, TV, DVD, or MP3 can save you and me. CNN's got no good news. Here's a headline. You must choose. It's not a simple life, Paris Hilton. It's treading on thin ice, living in sin. You can be an apprentice for Donald Trump or eat Fear Factor fast food from a dump. You can be a heavy hitter, a Wheel of Fortune winner, a Fox News no spin spinner, or a flat out sinner. But you better check this life that you're living and make sure your sins are forgiven. I bet you 50 Cent, Elvis Dunn came and went, and eventually every Black Eyed Pea, Gwen Stefani, P. Diddy, and Britney, every wannabe on MTV with they icy bling, every Dixie chick that sings, they all gonna see the King of Kings. I don't care if you're J-Lo or Leno or Bono. One thing you gotta know, someday you're gonna die, bro. Then where are you gonna go? Hey, I'm not talking some punk junk that's irrelevant like your grandma's church from way back when. It's not some preacher feature on TBN that you need to be liking or listening. The real superstar is Jesus Christ. He's the way, he's the truth and the life. One day he's gonna split the sky. He's the brightest light and the highest high. So what I came to say and what I'm telling you is don't buy that stupid stuff they be selling you. It's all designed to fill your head and waste your space until you're dead. Here's the bottom line of my rhyme. Give your life to God while there's still time.
Listening to American by Design with your host, Bing Fisher. And the number here is 657-383-1908. We are being sponsored or affiliated with Rebooting Liberty Radio. And that's Rebooting Liberty Radio or RebootingLiberty.com. Internet Conservative Radio Network, ICRN.com. And Traditional American Patriot Network for the fine ladies that actually allow us to have call-ins and so on and that kind of thing. Now, we go from the Pope, and you know, I don't want to spend too much time on the Pope. It's just I think he doesn't understand at all that capitalism is the only good thing in this world that saves countries. Socialism, I'm trying to figure out one or two things that have come out of socialism that have helped anybody, that have created any kind of wealth for anybody. It doesn't, because it feeds on itself. It's a self-defeating mechanism. It you know, the old adage is, you know, socialism is, you know, that's what happens. It's what eventually what happens is you run out of other people's money. And that's what happens with socialism and communism too. The same thing. We got more people in this country, and this is what scares me the most out of these elections. It's not Trump. Trump doesn't scare me about if he was elected, I think he would do, you know, I think he would do a fine job. Okay. His ego is so big that I don't think he would allow himself to fail. Think about that for a second. I don't think he would, you know. Now he might piss a lot of people off or take a lot of people off in the process, but that might be a good thing too. I don't know. Cruz the same way. I think Cruz would make a fine president. Ben Carson. I mean, all these people up there really would make great presidents. But Bernie Sanders, is when there's more kids that out there, the millennials and all this, this is what scares me the most, people. You got Hillary, for one thing, with her super delegates. Okay, so she gets enough of those, Bernie's out of the race. But Bernie, if he takes her over, I mean, I don't know how the results are going to really come in. I mean, we're looking at South Carolina here in 2 days on Saturday, and Trump's got double-digit leads in South Carolina. I don't know how that's going to come out. I really don't care at this point, junction. South Carolina, I think, is big. But my deal is that you've got Hillary in Nevada, and she's talking like this, and I think she seriously has a problem.
And every time they say these things, like, oh, you know, the Great Recession was caused by too much regulation, you know? I think we could cut right through a lot of their, you know, their claims.
Let's see, the background of that is that she was wanting to tell people, or she was quoting a radio ad that she heard in Arkansas or something back in the day when she was supporting her husband, quote, ear quotes by a talk show host there. And she was saying that we ought to do something like that, where every time somebody says something like, you know, that Obamacare is hurting the country, we ought to bark at them like dogs or something, you know. And I think that we ought to do, you know, something more redneck. Like a possum or something. I think that's what we ought to do. We ought to do like a possum bark and counteract their dog bark with the possum bark. I mean, which one's more scary to you? That one? Or this one.
And every time they say these things, like, oh, you know, the Great Recession was caused by too much regulation, you know?
I don't know about that. Hers might be a little bit more scarier. But anyways, yeah, so we got the Pope and Trump going back and forth, of course. You know, anybody that attacks the front runner is going to go, you know, Trump's going to go after him. I mean, that's just the way it is, you know, and it could be, if it was not Trump, it would be Cruz, and it would be the same exact thing. It would be the same exact thing. We got South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley endorses Rubio. This was the 17th, so that was a couple days ago, or that was yesterday, actually. And, now, here, Nikki Haley, for you two-partier people out there, which I am one, and I've been a member of, you know, different Tea Party groups for quite a while. I mean, this is the same rhino woman that, you know, banned the Confederate flags from the state grounds and so on. You know, she just, it's every time you turn around, you've got these people. I don't know what it is in D.C., if they're drinking some kind of weird water up there. But it's the whole thing with, you know, Mitch McConnell, you got Paul Ryan turning on the Tea Party base and the conservative base. Nikki Haley, I mean, I could see that coming a mile away, endorsing Rubio. Of course she's not going to endorse Jeb. I mean, Jeb, you know, Jebby baby is way down in the, you know, he's the bottom feeder down there right now. I mean, he's not doing anything. I don't even know if Jeb can take his home state of Florida. But it's funny, Nikki Haley, she almost sounds exactly like Obama when she talks. I mean, in this post here, this is World Beat Daily, I think it is, and they talk about, never has an American party, a political party, so despised its own base. And this is the crux of the biscuit, folks. So Frank Zappa used to talk about it. This is the crux of the biscuit. This is why people just why the GOP, why Republicans and conservatives are just like me. They just don't know who to vote for, because even at this stage of the game, they don't like anybody up there. There's nobody up there that has their well-rounded theme base or whatever. It's and some of them are so disconnected on things, it's not even funny. You know, like my main focus, my litmus test for a candidate is if they support illegal immigration. And Cruz flip-flopped on that. Every single candidate up there has flip-flopped on issues. I understand that. Some more than others. Donald Trump doesn't support illegal immigration. He sees the writing on the wall, in my opinion. Ted Cruz did support it at one time. Now he doesn't. Rubio did support it one time. Now he doesn't. They all flip-flopped on issues. But Nikki Haley, this is the reason why, and what they're saying here is the political party is so despised its own base. This fact is apparent in a speech from South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley following Obama's final State of the Union. Haley, in fact, sounded exactly like Obama. And I'm not going to play that whole speech, but we'll just give you a paraphrase. So what's going on here? To begin with, the Republican establishment hates its two front runners, Donald Trump and Ted Cruz. So Haley, handpicked by Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell, took a shot at them, primarily Trump, saying Americans should resist the siren call of the angriest voices in how they treat immigrants. If Haley, Ryan, and McConnell wish to avoid angry voices, perhaps they should not attack their own base. Right now, angry voices is about all they're hearing. A political party cannot win without its base. Haley just made a lot of the base really mad on that. And what were they thinking? A better question may be, where were they thinking? Haley is a GOP moderate who famously ended the display of the Confederate battle flag on State House grounds after half a century following a shooting that was committed by a nutcase and not by a flag or a symbol. She was praised by the PC crowd, the liberals, moderate Republicans, and the media, and seems to wallow in that praise. But Ryan and McConnell are stuck inside the Washington Beltway. They think like career politicians because that's what they are. Apparently, she said what she wanted to say, and they approved it. Make no mistake. This was a test for Haley as a vice presidential running mate for either Rubio or Bush. Bush, if they can get him the nomination somehow, which I think that they really would love to have Bush up there because that's their man. That was their go-to man. But now Rubio seems to be the one that is took the keys from or away from Jeb for the car for the night. Okay. So, you know, she comes out, attacks the party's front runner. And face it, Trump and Cruz are both in the GOP party, the RNC. They're in that party, the Republicans, and she attacks them. That's why I have no respect for this woman. I really don't. But she attacked both of those people. And I attack Trump on my show, you know, just like they say in this article here. You know, my concern is his liberal past, okay? He's been a Hillary Clinton supporter, voted for Barack Obama and pro-abortion at one time and all this other stuff, you know? But, I mean, for Haley to go after Trump for being truthfully correct in his assessment of what the problem is, and that's the issue, is what is the problem? The problem is illegal immigration. We can't control it. We have no way to enforce it. When you got a president telling ICE to stand down, to not, you know, deport people, to not arrest them, that's what you get. And that's what we got. Nikki Haley is just another rhino that got up into D.C., flailing her arms around, saying she was a Tea Party conservative, and she's not. She's anything but, and that's what turns people off to politics, and that's what turns people off to organized religion too. It's the same thing I was saying earlier. when you got the Pope running around saying that bridges, or walls, I mean, walls should be replaced by bridges. That anybody that believes in building a wall is not a Christian. When they got a wall around the Vatican, for God's sakes, please. Does anybody see the hypocrisy in what the Pope said? Because I can see it. I can see it plain as day. And I can see the hypocrisy in what Nikki Haley did endorsing Rubio yesterday. It's unbelievable. And it's unbelievable that people fall for it still. You're listening to American by Design with your host, Bing Fisher. The number here is 657-383-1908 if you wish to comment. And we'll be back in about two.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
This sounds like a gun battle over there. Right.
Buddy, it's all yours.
Pull the balls again. You're reloaded.
Fire.
Fire off a burst of 10 shots.
American by Design with your host, Bing Fisher. The number here is 657-383-1908. We are affiliated with Rebooting Liberty Radio. That's rebootingliberty.com. Internet Conservative Radio Network.com. Traditional American Patriot Network. And just to recap a little bit, I guess, we're talking about the Pope and, you know, how he's talking about building the wall and how anybody that wants to build a wall to keep people out or, you know, or not Christians and blaming Donald Trump and, you know, he's not a Christian. And, you know, he lives in Vatican City with a wall around it. And he also wears a $1 million hat. So it's hard to explain to other people income equality when you're wearing a $1 million hat. Just saying. I'm just saying, it doesn't go well. It doesn't, you know, if you want to, dress like a pauper, okay? Really. I mean, Jesus didn't go around where, I mean, Jesus's cap was, you know, made out of thorns, you know, but he got his message through a lot better than this Pope is doing. And this Pope just continuously ticks me off at every turn. And it's not that I'm sticking up for Donald Trump at all. It has nothing to do with Donald Trump, really. He's bashing anybody that thinks that we need a, that anybody that thinks that we need a wall in this country is somehow not a Christian, that you need a bridge, you need to build a bridge. And of course he's saying metaphorically and that kind of thing. But the thing is that the comment doesn't come out that well, especially when you don't speak English very well. But you are listening to American by Design, and you can find me on Facebook. Our Facebook page is American by Design. You can go over there and like it. We are building our website. We're going to launch that in a few weeks, 3-4, and hopefully we'll get some people over there, and we'll have all these goodies over there that you can enjoy and kick the tires and give me some live feedback and tell me if you like it or not. On a side note, tomorrow is my last daughter that I have in the house. Tomorrow is her 18th birthday, so I want to pre-wish her, and that's Carrie Fisher, I want to pre-wish her a happy 18th birthday. I think her and her sister and her mother, they might be going out to Nashville to go, I guess they want to go club hopping. So I'm like, good luck with that, okay? You know, the 18 older bars or whatever they do. I don't know what girls do when they go out. I don't care. I'm pretty much a homebody myself because I got too much work to do here. But anyways, yeah, it's strange, man. It's like I've got six kids and we started counting up the grandkids the other day. And we kind of lost track, but I know it's about 10, something like that we got going on. So yeah, happy birthday, Carrie. Proud of you. You're doing good in school, doing good in college, and I hope you do very well in life. I know you will because we raised you. And now all I gotta say is, when are you moving out? No, I'm just kidding out there, okay? I'm just kidding. She can live here as long as she wants. Save college money and that kind of stuff. I want to get to the story here. This is just so funny. It cracks me up. It's our How Bizarre segment that we do every week. And we're pretty much the only show, I think, that does something like that. But I just have to load something up real quick. So hold on with me. Hold on. Here we go. Load that up. Anyways, we're going to do our How Bizarre segment. Now, this is just strange. It's just, I thought this was very strange. As soon as I can get it loaded, I thought it was already loaded. This is when, you know, you got talk show host is going, oh, come on, computer, please comply. You know, if you were the Pope, I would blame it that you're not Christian, but I can't. Yes, it's in my face. And you've got, here we go. Try to get this one. Freaking news. Four teenagers accused of posing as a doctor yet again. Okay. A teenager in South Florida, and I find this whole story just unbelievably funny, really. A teenager in South Florida who's advertising his healthcare services had certifications in holistic healthcare. He had lab coats and a stethoscope. He even had a medical office. What the 18-year-old Malachi A. Love Robinson didn't have, officials say, is a medical degree. On Tuesday, Mr. Love Robinson, calling Dr. Love, was accused of practicing medicine without a license after officials said he was caught performing a physical exam and offering medical advice to an undercover agent. The episode is the latest in a series of encounters with law enforcement dating back to early 2015 as Mr. Love Robinson, Dr. Love, tried time and time again to portray himself as a doctor, officials said. The Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office said in a statement that Mr. Love Robinson managed to open, and now dig this, and operate his own office called New Birth, New Life Medical Center and Urgent Care in a building populated by medical and dentistry offices in West Palm Beach. This is in West Palm Beach. This is like affluent. This is West Palm Beach, people, complete with a grand opening celebration held in January. And when you look at the dude, I mean, he looks like he's probably 20, 22. He doesn't look 24, but he looks, he doesn't look 18, I guess, but it's just funny. Grand opening. He's got his own medical office, and he's having, you know, a grand opening somewhere. Probably, you know, treating everybody out for dinner and drinks and all this kind of stuff. And he, in Florida, practicing medicine without a license is a third-degree felony. Mr. Love, Dr. Love, Robinson was scheduled to appear in court on Wednesday. Brad Dalton, a spokesman for the Florida Department of Health, said in an interview that a tip from the public had led to the investigation and arrest of Mr. Love Robinson. The tipster told the authorities that a person who was portraying himself as a 25-year-old doctor was actually an 18-year-old. Reached by phone, Mr. Love Robinson said Wednesday that he had been forced to close his office and called the charges against him gut-wrenching. They're gut-wrenching. And now, dig this money quote. I'm not trying to hurt people, he said. I'm just a young black guy. Now, so now he's opening the race card. This guy needs to run for office. I mean, he's a politician. I'm serious. He needs to run for Jesse Jackson's job. He's pulling the race card, everything. I mean, he's a doctor. I mean, you know, come on, you know, fake doctor, pull the race card. He says, I'm just a young black guy who opened up a practice who's trying to do some good in the community. If that is a negative thing, we have a lot more work to do in the community than to single out me. Oh, God. I mean, this guy's got some talent. He's got a set of gonads, I got to tell you. I mean, to do something like this, I mean, this is a felony, you know, but, oh, that's why we call it. And that's this edition of American by Design with your host, Bing Fisher. Thank you all for tuning in, and I hope you like the replays when you're listening to my new podcast. Share the love, and remember, be kind to each other. It's an evil world out there, and it's a political world out there right now, so be cool to each other. Shut up. I hate you. Get and love each other. And we'll take you out with Brian Futch. And you can get Brian Futch on ReverbNation.com. You can also find him on Facebook. I love this song. Y'all take care. God bless America. Adieu. And vote your conscience in the primary. Good night. Ocean. Nothing else but the dream for a better life. And folks over there shook their heads. He's an ocean.